It's a set and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Vayishlach. Such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Also, this week was my grandmother's yahrzeit, my father's mother, Gittel Bas Yisrael HaKohen. And we'll try to intertwine some of the ideas that I learned and I gained from her so much. We'll try to intertwine it with the Parsha. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Dalet, Vayishlach Yaakov Melochim Lefonov. And Yaakov sends angels. Again, Yaakov, he just had the 11 of the Shvatim. We're learning so much about Yaakov, and he's sending angels to Esau, because Bereishis is all about the angels. Arts at Seir, stay Adom. He sends it to stay Adom. Vayitzavo Somlei Mor. And he said the following, Ko Samru L'Adonai L'Esav. Go say to my brother Esav, Ko Amar Abdecho Yaakov. Say, I am your Eved, I am Yaakov, in Lavan Garti, I have sojourned with Lavan, right, all the trickster, his father-in-law, V'acher Arato, and I lingered until now. And Rashi says, famous comics, it's always about those first Rashis, Rashi says, Vayash Mishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish, and it was really Malachim. Again, there are a lot of Malachim in this week's, in the whole Sefer Bereishis. But then Rashi, the next Rashi, very interesting Rashi, says, Lo nasisi serva chashuv. I didn't become such an important person, El Ager, I'm a sojourner. Incho kedai lesnosi. You shouldn't hate me. Al berachas avicho, because they weren't on the fact that our father Yitzchak gave us brachas, because they weren't miskayim. And then he says, the next famous pshat, Dover acher garti begamatria taryag. Im love on a Russia garti. Tayag mitzvah shamarti. Question one. It seems that these are two totally opposite understandings. Garti means that I was like a ger. I'm not so great. And therefore, Esav, don't hate me. I know you think I stole the brachas, but don't hate me. And the second is, I'm a chashuv guy. I learned Torah. Not only do I learn Torah, I learned 613 mitzvos. So they seem opposites. However, comes along the great Kli Yakar. And the Kli Yakar says that both these pshatim are working within each other. Question one. How are these pshatim working within each other? They seem to be the opposites. Question two. Right in this Rashi, it says, in Lavan Garti, says Rashi, we just quoted, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. And the famous question that all the Rishonim, that all the Achronim are dealing with, and we always talk about it every year, you know, one of my Rebbeim, Rebbeim and Sachs, he loves talking about it. I mean, everyone's tired. But this idea of how could Yaakov, last week's Parsha, he married two sisters. But it doesn't make sense, because there's an Isser in the Torah to marry two sisters. And clearly in this Rashi right away, we see that Yaakov Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So how does that work? Question three. Now there are a couple parts to question three, but it's a major, major idea. We know that we have the story with Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavei, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, and Yaakov was left alone. Rashi says, famous Rashi, that he forgot the Pachim Ketanim and he went go back to get them. Why? Because righteous people, they take care of their property. They don't want anyone to steal them. The Maharal says beautifully that you know what it was? It was the Pachim Ketanim. It was the jugs of the oil of Chanukah. Amazing. And then what happens? He has a fight with Sar Shel Esav. And then the Sar Shel Esav realizes that he can't get him. And then he knocks him in the Yerech. And that's why we're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNoshet. You're not allowed to eat the Yerech. And then they have a very interesting conversation. And now Yaakov won. And he says, give me a bracha. And he says, what's your name? He says, my name's Yaakov. He said, your name's not Yaakov anymore. Your name is Yisrael. Why is your name Yisrael? Ki sarisa im Elokim. Because you fought with the divine. Ve'manashim v'tuchal. and you have overcome it. You fought with the divine, you fought with me, but you overcame. You overcame all of it. Rashi says, Esav and Lavan. And there's a bunch of questions here. Because the question is, number one, we know that Yaakov, in the beginning of this week's parasha, was very scared to go against Esav. Right? He was scared. And then we come to this week's, right at the end, where he's having Sar Shel Esav, and he knocks him down. Why wasn't he afraid? It's a Sar Shel Esav, and they have a fight, and he's so much kayak, he has so much strength, and he knocks him down. And then the Sar Shel Esav gives him a punch. What's that all about? Right? And he seemingly lost the fight, and all of a sudden he gives him a punch. And then he says, your name is not Yaakov anymore, it's Yisrael. Is there any more explanations of Yisrael? Obviously there is, everyone asks the question. And then Yaakov says, so what's your name? And he says, I'm not telling you my name. So, what's the exchange? What is this fight about? So again, let's just chazer over again. There's a lot of things in this week's parasha. But let's just chazer over. First question, Rashi tells us again that we know the Kli Yakar says, Rashi's troop shutin of Yaakov dealing with giving to Esav, troop shutin, that Garti means that really I'm not so important. I'm just like a ger. I'm a sojourner. Going from place to place. I'm not so chashuv. I'm not so important. And then he says, Lavan Garti tayeg mitzvah shamarti. And the Kli Yakar says, what do you mean? They're two pshatim. They're opposites. But really, are they opposites? Are they, says the Kli Yakar? They're not. We have to understand that. Question two is, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? And question three is, what is the fight between the Sar of Esav and Yaakov? So comes along the great Kli Yakar, or Rafai Lenchin, one of the greats in the 1500s, and he says an amazing thing. He says, Yaakov realized he did 613 mitzvahs. Wow. He was doing all the mitzvahs. The Medrash says, even this week's parsha, Vayichan, he went and he made Erev Tchumim. He went and he made boundaries, because he's creating all the Shiftei Ka. He's creating Knesset Yisrael. And he's doing great things. But then he takes a step back and he says, but I'm just a ger, says the Kli Yakar. I'm doing so much. And a person needs to realize how much they're doing. I was speaking to a bacher this week, to one of my students, and he said, Rebbe, I'm not accomplishing. I said, yes, you are. On the outside, you're accomplishing. Like, Rebbe, you're exact. I'm not. You're different from the past couple of months. You're accomplishing, and we're all accomplishing in our own ways. We're all doing tremendous things. But at the same time, a person needs to have aspirations. He needs to have dreams. He needs to realize he could do more. And that's what Yaakov was about. He was a person saying, listen, even though I was at a Lavan's house and I still did Taryag Mitzvos, I'm a ger, I got to keep on going. There's no end, I just got to keep on going. There's no reason why you should hate me, but I'm in this world to work, as we spoke about last week. So Yaakov recognized this. He realized this. So how did Yaakov marry two sisters? If he really kept Kol HaTorah Kula, how did he marry two sisters? So this is a very famous question. And all the Rishonim talk about it. And the famous answer that most people know, if you don't know it, we'll say it now. The Ramban says that there's a difference between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says that in Eretz Yisrael, that there's so much more Kedusha, which we all know. And Eretz Yisrael, so he wasn't allowed to do Averas in Eretz Yisrael. But guess what? He married the two sisters in Choron, in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban goes as far as saying, amazing. He says that Rachel, even though we have Rachel's Kever, it's in Beis Lechem, but really it was on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ramban, you know why that is? Because Yaakov couldn't marry two sisters. And she's not even allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. She can't be buried with her sister. Right? Leah that was buried in Maris Machpelah. That is a very famous Shita of the Ramban. Comes along the great Shut Ramah. From Moshe Isserles. The great Ramah. The commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The leader in Krakow. And the Ramah says, you know, only Avraham was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. But then Blaine, this is a problem because what about this medrash that Rashi brings down? In Lavangarti, Tayyavis Shamarti. So I have the schus to ask Rav Herschel Schechter about this, Rav Asher Weiss about this, Rav Yonison Sachs about this, and they all told me different answers, but really they said to me, it's very difficult. again, we don't fully understand how the Rishonim learn up different Midrashim. Obviously, we can't do that, but it's a difficulty. Okay, then we have another interesting answer. It's a good Torah in your back pocket. You never know who you're going to bump into. You got to always have your back, your Torah. Then we have another answer. The Parshas Drachim says something amazing. He says, guess what? The Avos, they didn't get the Torah, but they were like quasi-Jews. The Ramban writes, maybe they needed a Gerus, even though there was no full Gerus yet. So it says the Parshas Drachim, the Mishnah Lamelech, the author of Mishnah Lamelech, that really, they had to convert. Rachel and Leah had to convert. So therefore, when you convert, you're like Ketinek Shenola dummy. You're considered like you're not married. So therefore, Yaakov didn't marry two sisters. They weren't related to each other. Right? Very interesting in halacha how that works, adoption and this and that. Crazy, right? But they did a Gerus. And since they did a Gerus, therefore, they weren't related. Comes along the great Nefesh HaChaim. And the Nefesh HaChaim says a really beautiful idea. And we've spoken a lot about this. And, you know, we're going to obviously segue our way into this major fight between the Sarshal Esav and Yaakov Avinu. But the great, great Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, right, the Talmud Muvok of the Vilna Gaon, wrote a beautiful sefer called the Nefesh HaChaim, going to all the Hashkafa. Shar Dalet is all about the power of our Torah, how we're affecting worlds. Again, we don't really see the spirituality, what's going on. But the Nefesh HaChaim says that when the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, they were on a level of Eina Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. So therefore, since they were not commanded to do it, therefore, when they realized that they needed to go and create Shiftekah, the sisters realized they needed to go and marry Yaakov to make the great Shvatim, they were allowed to do it, because it was Eina Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. But says the great Nefesh HaChaim, we are Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. We are commanded to do. And again, as we've spoken about before, it's hard. Sometimes you don't want to do it. But I'm doing it for the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All I want to do is get close to Hashem, like we just said in the last answer. That Yaakov Avinu was learning Kol HaTorah Kula, but he always wanted more. He always wanted another drop, another thing. What am I? I'm in this world for 120 years. And I just want more. I want to do what I can. So what was this fight against Asar Shel Esav and Yaakov? Why did Yaakov come out so strong against Asar Shel Esav? He was weak. He gave in right away. He gave presents. He gave in right away to Esav in the beginning of the Parsha. Why was he so strong in this fight? So I heard B'Shem of Ganet that, you know what the pshat is? Is that Yaakov realized that this fight with Asar Shel Esav was a fight in Ruchnius, was in spirituality. And Yaakov said, you might knock me down physically, but you will never knock me down spiritually. You could come at me, but I will never be knocked down. I am one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm working in this world for Him. I love Him. You're not going to knock me down. And Yaakov, with all his might, took on the Asar Shel Esav. And he defeated him. And guess what? The Asar Shel Esav didn't know what to do, right? Imagine you're in a fight with someone, Chas v'Shalom. You're in a debate. And all of a sudden you're going back and forth. You're debating something, right? In a debate, you debate something, right? And you're debating something, this or that. And then all of a sudden you're getting very heated up and you punch the guy in the face. Like, whoa, what's going on? Or like you're in the middle of a board game, right? You're having a really intense board game. And then you realize you're losing, you flip the board. Like, oh, that was illegal. Like, what was that about? Right? So the Asar Shel Esav goes and gives him a knock, a punch. Because he realizes that he can't affect him spiritually. So if he can't affect him spiritually, I'm going to throw a punch at you. I'm going to try to knock you down. And says the great Sefer HaChinuch, we've seen this throughout all of history, all of Jewish history, that the Goyim just keep on trying to knock us down. You know, soon we're having Hanukkah, Yavon. They tried to knock us down spiritually, right? Yavon, Yud, Vav, Nun. It's small, little bigger, and then longer, right? Vav, Nun. Why? Because there was nothing inside. It was all superficial. They were into superficiality. There was nothing spiritual there. They wanted to confuse the Jews. They wanted to confuse us. And a Yaakov says, I'm not going to let you win. It says a chinuch, but they hit us. They hit us down. And they make us limp a little. And they make us work hard and we're hurting. I heard another beautiful pshat is that Yaakov is fighting to get back into Eretz Yisrael. Getting back in. Baruch Hashem, we're back. We don't have the base of Mikdash yet, but we're in Eretz Yisrael. But then what happens? They limp, gives us a little limp. And sometimes we're going little by little. We got to get there. We got to bring the Shiach also. Obviously, we got to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes, every Dalet Amos is you get Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, a person needs to realize we need the Beis HaMikdash. But it went little by little. I remember taking a class with my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz. And Ezra Nechamia took, even when they were building Beis HaMikdash, it was very hard, little by little by little. It took them a long time. Ezra had to push them away, push them to Eretz Yisrael, away from Chutz La'aretz. And it was not so easy. So Yaakov was fighting a spiritual fight. And then all of a sudden, they get knocked down. You know, the Chafetz Chaim in 1933, when Hitler Yach Shmo was rising to power, the great Rosh Hashivas of Radin came to the Chafetz Chaim. And they said, Chafetz Chaim, what's going to be? And the Chafetz Chaim turned to them and he quoted the pasuk from this week's Parsha. And he said the following. He said that, Vayomer in Yavo Esav El Amachana, if Esav comes, V'achas V'ikol, and he strikes us down, V'ayah HaManecha Nishar Pleita, the remaining camp shall be a refuge. And he said, although he might knock us down, there's going to be a remaining camp, HaNishar LaPleita, and it's going to be a refuge. And they said to Chofetz Chaim, what are you talking about? What's going to be a refuge? And the Chofetz Chaim said, you know what? It's in the Haftorah of Vayishlach. Right at the end, Ovadia, Perek Aleph, Pasuk of Aleph, famous Pasuk, V'alu Moshiim Bahar Tzion, L'shpos Es Har Esav, we're going to get into Eretz Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim knew in 1933 that we're going to get back into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get broken and might get decimated. You know, me and my wife went to something amazing. I had Zechus when I was in Yeshiva, Shalvim, my parents gave me the opportunity, I was able to go to Europe. And I saw it. I saw the ghettos. I saw everything. It was so inspirational, so moving. I remember writing a journal. I gave the journal to my mother, and she was teaching with my journal, going all the thoughts, right? Maybe this is where I started my Ziyata Dishmaya, my little journals, all the thoughts and all the feelings. And it was hard in the beginning. My mother used to teach with it. It was amazing. It was amazing. Me and my wife went in this 3D thing that during Corona, they went into the ghettos. No one was there. And they took a whole video, an hour video. It's found in Mamilla Mall. Giving a shout out. 3D. You feel like you're there. It goes through everything. The history. It's so tremendous. It's mind-boggling. And they tried to destroy us. There were 17 million Jews there. And they decimated us. 6 million of us. The numbers are... We don't even get it. And you watch. You see this. Unbelievable. You feel like you're there. But V'alu Moshiim Bahar Tzion. We're going to get to Har Tzion. Look, we're in Eretz Yisrael. No one's going to knock us down. And you know what Yisrael represents? Yisrael represents Saris Yisrael. Why are we called the struggling? Because that's what we're all about. We're about fighting. We're going to fight. Says the Relev Chasman. You know why the Sar Shalissa doesn't have a name? Because he's the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara always comes at us in different things. Different Yitzhaharas. Laziness. Looking at things that are not proper. Being involved in Lashon Hara, doing bad things, Chas V'Shalom. He always comes at us, but we have the ability to fight, Ki Saris Yisrael. Says the B'nai Yoshua, you know what it's all about? Is Yesh Shishim Riboy La'alfe Yisrael. Yisrael, that's my name. My grandmother was Gittel Bas. Yisrael HaKohen. Because my grandmother represented this idea. She was a very strong-willed lady. She never gave up. You know, in America, in that time, it was very difficult. It was difficult to give your children Jewish education. It was difficult. It was a difficult time. It wasn't like today. And it was just a given. A given that everyone goes to Eretz Yisrael for a year. A given that everyone goes to get Jewish education. It wasn't easy. But she was strong with my grandfather. And they gave it over to my father and to his brothers, to Uncle Ira and Uncle Alan, who are leaders in Uncle Aaron in West Orange, Uncle Alan in Fairlawn in New Jersey, and my father in Edison, New Jersey. Shai Chesed also, right, with my mother and my aunts, Aunt Ora and Aunt Beverly. creating, because they passed it on. There was this strong Yisrael, Yeshish and Riboy, the Kayach, that we're not going to give up. My grandmother was, she went for it. I remember one time, I was telling her I was giving a shiur, it's far away. She said, I'm coming. I'm like, Grandma, it's okay. I'm coming in the wheelchair. I said, it's okay, I'm not saying anything, trust me, I wish I was. It's okay, I'm coming, and she went. She was just strong-willed, and she was so proud. She was so proud of the family. And being proud, we have to be proud of ourselves, like I spoke about in the beginning. We need to be proud of what we're doing. We could always do more, of course. But any person needs to look back, because they have a Yaakov. I need to look back, but I'm also Yisrael. Yisrael, I once heard from Barrel 1, Gishmak, amazing. Yisrael represents all the Avos. Yud, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Sin, Sarah, Resh, Rivka, Aleph, Avraham, Lamed, Leah, all the Avos in Yisrael. Because we're all about Yisrael. The DNA of the Jewish nation is Yisrael. And although they tried to knock us down, we realize that we have the power of our mitzvahs. We have the power of our Torah. Although there's a lot of anti-Semitism going on. I was just talking about it with my father tonight. There's so much anti-Semitism going on. But we need to be mechazek ourselves. We have to realize that we're less than 1% of this world and people are still attacking us. The fight of Esav, the fight versus Esav versus Yaakov, the fight of the Sarshalis of the Yitzhahara. But as long as someone keeps on working on themselves and saying, I'm in this world to get close to Hashem. I'm in this world to build myself. That's what I'm here for. And I think we can answer all these questions. The Kli Yakar again says that Yaakov is saying, Tarya Mitzvos. I'm doing Tarya Mitzvos. And I could just keep on going. I could just keep on going, just doing the mitzvos. Again, but again, bring an extra flavor, an extra thing. We all could do little things, as I've spoken about before. Benching from a bencher, right? Bench from a bencher of Shachar 92, said on his birthday, that I'm going to bench from a bencher, the Galo Hador in Bnei Brak. He probably knew benching when he was like 8 months. But he said, I'm going to be mechazik. And everyone can be mechazik themselves in different ways. If a person's not able to learn as much as he wants, he's busy, Baruch Hashem, making parnassus, supporting his family, but he takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of the day to read an article, to a Dvar Torah, to read, to learn a Sefer. Everything's in English nowadays. Art school has changed the whole world. So many English books. Just take 10 minutes. Someone wants to say Tehillim. So many things. I want to spend an extra couple of minutes on davening. So many things that we can do because we're B'nai Yaakov, we're B'nai Yisrael. Love on Garti, Tariq Mitzvah, Shamarti, and Nefesh HaChaim. Because we're Mitzvah V'yose. And it's hard sometimes. Sometimes we're not in the mood. Sometimes we're not feeling it. But if you're doing it for, not just for you, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Hashem looks down and He cares about us. He loves us. He loves us so much. Just see what He does for us. The chesed. Katamti mechol chesedim. That we know that Yaakov said, I don't deserve anything. Look at all the chesed the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me. And He's given us so much chesed. So much chesed. I was so moved today watching this video. You see how our people were decimated. How they didn't have food and thrown into gas chambers and I can't even imagine. But we need to look at the positive. Look where we are now, and look how much more we could do, and how we're creating generations for generations to generations. So we have to realize we're mitzuveh v'oseh. We are commanded, and we're going to do it, and it's hard. But that only great things are things that are hard. And what's this fight with the Sarshel, Esav, and Yaakov? This is a fight l'doros. Yaakov said, I'm going to protect myself in a spiritual sense. I'm not going to let you win. And even though you might hit me in the thigh bone, you might knock me, you might tell me I can't do it, I'm going to prevail. But we're called Sarit Yisrael because I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight because I'm going to show that I can do anything I want. And Yisrael represents this idea of all the Avos, or Yeshishim Riboy, Alfei li Yisrael, 600,000. Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin Daf Lamed says, Each letter in the Torah represents one of us. Wow! Each letter in the Torah, because we're all one Klal Yisrael. We have the power of our mitzvos. And again, this is something that I gained from my grandmother and my grandfather and my mother's parents, Rabbi Mrs. Bomzer, and all the generations from generations. The more a person builds themselves, then you turn into a fountain that just keeps on going and going and going. The key, obviously, is to learn. Learn from your parents. Learn from the grandparents. And then build it within yourself, and that will, Bezrat Hashem, carry on. Bezrat Hashem, everyone should have an amazing parshas by Yishlach. These are the parshas of the Avos. This is where we're from. This is how we have the Jewish DNA that we could persevere and we could fight against everything. And we're going to get into the difficult stories of the Yosefs and going down to Mitzrayim and the brothers. But right now, we have to realize that we're Bnei Yisrael. We're there because we're here to make such a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.